So this wouldn't come as a galloping shock, but rabbits are a serious pest. A lot of primary producers here in the Upper Hunter are acutely aware of it, but I'd like to find out exactly why. And this morning we're having a chat to adjunct fellow from the University of New South Wales, Pat Taggart. Pat, how are you doing?
Great, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
A pleasure. Why are rabbits such a pest?
Rabbits are such a pest for a number of reasons. Rabbits impact through direct herbivory, so through grazing and consuming grass and vegetation matter. They also have significant impacts on reducing the regeneration of new tree and shrub seedlings, and these impacts occur over vast spatial scales, so at landscape scales and over large time periods as well.
It really has been a lot for our country to have to cope with in about 230 years. All of the farm animals that have been introduced, and also a pest like this, for all of our plants to be able to keep up, it's been a phenomenal effort what they've managed to achieve.
Yeah, definitely, to some extent. Although I suppose it's interesting in that a lot of the time people don't realise or appreciate the widespread and continuing and ongoing impacts of rabbits. And these impacts occur not just when rabbits are at huge numbers, but there's evidence that rabbit numbers as low as one rabbit per 2 hectares can solely be responsible for eliminating all young regenerating seedlings of some tree and shrub species.
How do we contend with them? Is there ever anything that's going to be able to do to control the rabbit population in Australia?
The best controls that we've had in Australia have been through biocontrols, and that's myxoma virus, which causes the disease myxomatosis, European rabbit flea, which assists in the spread and transmission of myxomatosis, and rabbit hemorrhagic disease virus, which causes rabbit hemorrhagic disease. Biocontrols are so good because they work 24/7 around the clock, but they also work at a continental scale, so right across Australia. And they, once they're introduced, they sort of circulate naturally and they don't require additional input from people. However, after a while of these biocontrols being in the country, they tend to lessen in their effectiveness. And so we have to be continually on the front foot in terms of research into new biocontrols and promoting biocontrols, but probably more important than that, because obviously biocontrol is very specific in the expertise you need to be able to use them and conduct the research and that sort of thing. So probably the most important and significant thing that everyday landholders and land managers can do is make sure they're aware of the rabbit impacts, they're staying on the front foot and working towards reducing them through any means they have possible to them.
What concerns me about the biocontrols, though, is the passing on of that active agent to other animals. And also, they don't seem to work perfectly because we've still got millions of rabbits out there.
So you raised 2 points there. The first one about passing on to other animals. These viruses that are used for rabbit biocontrols are highly, highly specific to rabbits.
Ah.
And they don't infect any other species.
So have they sufficiently controlled the numbers?
So myxomatosis was released in 1950. Most certainly, the numbers of rabbits in Australia prior to 1950 were a long way above what we see these days. And those three successive biocontrols that have been introduced into Australia have contributed significantly and continue to contribute substantially to the maintenance of relatively low rabbit numbers, certainly in comparison to what they used to be prior to 1950.
So would we expect another form of a biocontrol to come out at some stage in the next 50 years, you would expect?
It's something that we're continually working on and something that continually does need to be worked on.
It'll be interesting to see where the battle with this rodent continues into the future. Thank you very much, Pat. I really appreciate your time having a chat about the, well, it's not exactly the humble rabbit, but the pest of a rabbit.
Definitely a very serious issue that we need much more awareness about.